It's your day in tech history, and it's brought to you by our friends over at Carbonite, where you can get a 15-day free trial by going over to geekazine.com/carbonfree. Hey everybody, Jeffrey Powers here, and I welcome you to the Day in Tech History at dayintechhistory.com. It's part of the Tech Podcast Network. You can subscribe via iTunes, Zune, or Stitcher Internet Radio. Our Twitter is Day in Tech Hist, and all show notes are on the wiki page if you want to follow along. Now let's find out what happened on this day, your day in tech history. November 10th, Day in Tech History. 1974, the discovery of the charmed quark subatomic particle is announced simultaneously by two American experimental groups responsible. In 1981, Panasonic introduces the Link handheld computer. It's a size of a small book with the keyboard, but no display. It can be hooked up to a television or a host computer via telephone dial-up connection, $500 to $600. 1983, Activision lays off many of its staff due to the decrease in demand of the home video game machines and cartridges. Also in 1983, Fred Cohen, a doctoral student at the University of Southern California, presents the first documented virus, creating an experiment in a computer security to a security seminar. Others written about the potential for creating malicious programs, but Cohen was the first to create the actual working example. Also in 1983, in what would be considered as the most elaborate product introduction of the industry history, William Henry Gates of Microsoft formally announces Microsoft Windows for the IBM PC at the Helmsley Palace in a hotel in New York City. In 1986, Atari exhibits a large booth at the entrance of Comdex in Las Vegas. The booth is staffed by Atari personnel and 65 third-party developers who share 40 demonstration stations. New products that were demonstrated included the $59 monitor box from JNL, a touchscreen system from VideoTouch, and a $99 SX212 1200 baud modem from Atari. The booth and their theme was Atari means business. In 1994, the Codex Leicester, which is a manuscript of scientific notes written by Leonardo da Vinci, is sold at auction. It's the last of da Vinci's 30 known journals still privately owned and sold to Bill Gates for $30.8 million. In 1997, Apple Computer introduces the Power Macintosh G3 computer, which featured a 233 or 266 MHz PowerPC 750 processor, a 66 MHz system bus, a 4 GB hard drive, 32 MB of SD RAM, 512 KB cache, that's a level 1 cache, and 24-speed CD-ROM. Price was $1,999. Also, Hewlett-Packard releases the HP 360LX handheld computer, featuring the Hitachi 60 MHz SH3 processor, 8 MB of RAM, 10 MB of ROM, 640 by 240 pixel grayscale display, and Windows CE 2.0 operating system. $699. In the meantime, Hitachi announces the 200 MHz Super H SH4 processor. Unit would go in production in summer of the next year, $40 in quantities of 10,000. IBM announces the world's highest capacity desktop PC disk drive with a new breakthrough technology called Giant Magnetostressive, or GMR, heads. Pioneered by scientists at IBM Research, GMR heads would be used in the new 16.8 gigabyte hard drive for the Desktar 16GP. One more thing in 1997 on November 10th. WorldCom and MCI Communications announce a $37 billion merger, which is the largest merger in U.S. history. It would end on September 15th in 1998. The new company, MCI WorldCom, would open for business. Yahoo launches Yahoo Travel. And speaking of Yahoo, they also surpassed 25 million registered U.S. users in 1997. In 1998, Reuters News Service reports that an Intel executive testified that Microsoft Corporation's Bill Gates threatened to withdraw from his company $500 million in computer chip technology unless Intel abandoned a pending software project. In 1999, the Compaq Computer Corporation unveils a computer targeted for corporate internet users called the iPac, $499. Also, the Japanese Fair Trade Commission raids 30 Sega of Japan facilities, including the company's headquarters in Tokyo. Later statements would say that the raids were focused on reports that Sega may have been involved in illegal price-fixing practices. And now this word from our friends over at Carbonite who want to help you pursue your passion. 8 years ago, I decided to pursue my passion and get into a new line of work in podcasting. It's been a long and educational path. Many things you have to think about when you're your own boss. One thing I don't think about nowadays, my backup strategies. I have many, on-site backup and off-site backup. The most important information definitely gets stored off-site. This is stuff that could completely flatline my business. For my off-site work, I use Carbonite.com. They have the tools so I can not only back up the important files, but also allow me to see them whenever I need to, via tablet, via smartphone, or even the computer. Photos, documents, videos, and more, all with secure servers that are even HIPAA-compliant for those healthcare professionals who work for themselves. Unlimited backup, access from anywhere, and all my files are encrypted before stored. That can allow me to pursue my passions, such as catalog and podcast, the Day in Tech History podcast. So check it out. Go over to geekazine.com/carbonite, and for $269.99 a year for your small business, you can be protected. If you just need to back up your home computer, check out geekazine.com/carbonfree and start backing up for only $59.99 a year. Back up now, back up often, and back up off-site with Carbonite. Now let's get back into your day in tech history. Back in 2000, the Federal Bureau of Investigation lures two Russians, Alexei Vladimirovich Ivanov and Vasily Gorshkov, to Seattle, Washington, for what is perpetrated to be a job interview with a shady tech firm. Just hours after landing at SeaTac Airport, Ivanov and Gorshkov were arrested and charged with conspiracy, computer fraud, hacking, and extortion. 2001, Apple ships the first iPod, and version 4.79 of the Netscape Communicator web browser is released. 2004, by the end of the first day after the initial public release of Firefox web browser, the application was downloaded over 1 million times. In 2006, the full genome of the California purple sea urchin was discovered and found to contain many novel genes and the gene commonly found among vertebrates. If you want to see the full name, go over to the wiki notes in the dayintechhistory.com. And NASA spacecraft Cassini records a hurricane-like storm on the south pole of Saturn. It's the first time such an event had been observed on another planet. 2008, Circuit City files Chapter 11 protection bankruptcy. AT&T debuts VideoCrawler, which is a video search site. And Al Gore shows off a five-step plan for a carbon-free world by 2019. 2009, 10 years before Al Gore's five-step plan completes, it's discovered that hundreds of administer-less groups were being hijacked on Facebook by a group called Control Your Info. The group put out a statement, and they said that they only did this to show people how social media could get hacked. And also in 2009, Amazon debuted the Kindle for PC. 2010, Apple released the update to OS X, 10.6.5, which improved graphic drivers, OpenType font management, and networking issues. And Amazon pulled the ebook, The Pedophile's Guide to Love and Pleasure, after public outcry. And that's your Day in Tech History. My name is Jeffrey Powers, www.dayintechhistory.com. All the show notes are over at wikizine.com, Geekazine's wiki. And of course, you can like the Facebook page and follow Twitter at Day in Tech Hist. Until tomorrow, take care. Day in Tech History is copyright 2014 JMP Enterprise and geekazine.com.